I want to put this out as a, we are willing to, okay, I mean, how do I say this?
You know, I thought, now what was that?
There is a set of time where, I mean, I listened to shows pretty late through last night, and then it went from like 2 till I think 11 this morning where there was no show.
Sure.
Rodan, I talked to Taffy about it. Taffy, how would you feel about pulling an all-nighter next year for Pride 48?
I don't see Rodan Jesus. Doing this.
Well, he could come in and out.
I could. Yeah, I could try.
Okay. So if people want that and...
You have to understand that in Vegas, we've talked about the story where we did a sound check and ended up talking for 3 hours, where my favorite memory is Fatty walking by the door going, Jesus Christ, they're still talking. So there's no question we could not do this, but would anyone actually want to hear this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would have to like evolve into like just be a conversation, right?
Oh, versus no, it would, just, oh yeah, I think so.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Jesus Christ, they're still talking.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2264 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of October 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, which includes Big Fatty cleaning his oven. Big Fatty! Hello, juniors. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're juniors today, because y'all, this is a very special day. It's not a celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, today is an anniversarium of when Danbury Jr. Joined the number one fan of the BFO for 2016 and the Flopfo several years. Big Fatty has it all. I think it's been several years. So, anyway, congratulations to the first family of the BFO. Big Fatty, they went to the fire. They did. And... they ate all kinds of fried food and drank all kinds of beer, and the Flopfo was beaten on his instrument. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar! Gussie, y'all, now the last time I talked to you was Thursday night when I recorded the Fall Right show. And y'all, I'm trying to think about how the day went in the coal mine. Oh, y'all, I think we had, was that Thursday or Friday? I think it was, I guess it was Thursday. Never mind, Big Fatty, move forward. I thought we had some complimentary pizza pie, but that was on Thursday. Big Fatty, you had it Wednesday, too. It's true. It was Carbapalooza this week. But y'all, it was good. but I did have a couple of pieces of the leftover cold pizza pie. it was... kind of a shimmy skeleton staff there in the coal mine on fall, right? But all in all, it was old Vader. Old Vader, he was all mad as a snake. Mad as a snake with some of the coal miners because they were supposed to get back with him and they never did. And so it impeded his departure. Big Fatty from the coal mine on for right. But y'all, actually, it was about only about half of us were there on for right. And y'all, after work, Big Fatty came back here to the villa, and and y'all, I sit down to turn on the TV machine, and well, this happened.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
the Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I turn on the TV machine and I'm getting an error. I'm getting an error message. Now, y'all, the TV machine worked just fine when I was watching it for right day morning. And y'all, there was nobody here at the villa all day long. And I get home and y'all, I can't get any channels on the TV machine. Big Fatty, you were beside yourself. I was. Big Fatty, that took up a lot of room too because you were beside yourself. But y'all, first thing I did is I went and verified that I had paid the bill. Big Fatty, always a good first step. And I had indeed. You know, I'm pretty good about that. So y'all, I get on the cellular telephonic device and y'all, I call the Comcast and, y'all, if I unplugged my modem and my router once, ooh, and my TiVo, y'all, I did it, 24 times. Evidently, the signal that now this is the way it was explained to me that the signal from my router was not strong enough to get the cable cord in the TiVo to work. It has to be something like 80% strength. And y'all, I don't know what I'm talking about. Benny, what else is new? But this is what they were telling me. So, anyway, and y'all, I got transferred to this department and that department. I had real nice people trying to help me. Y'all, none of us could figure out what the hell was going on. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they transferred me to somebody who works for the Apple Snack Store. And, cause my intertubes come in to the Comcast modem, and then it has its own Wi-Fi and all on it, but I don't use that. I send it to my Airport Extreme, and it sends it throughout the entire villa. And y'all, I've been here a year and a half, and y'all it just decided Friday night it wasn't good enough. Big Fatty. So anyway, and y'all, I ended up the guy at the Apple Snack Store. We tried to figure things out, and we couldn't figure it out. And finally, we disabled the BFO network here in the villa, and then we did it all over again. Big Fatty, can Vader believe you didn't give him a call? No, I'm sure this is a news to him. But anyway, I've got my everything's working. Fine on the Apple Snack end of it, but y'all still couldn't get any channels. So I just decided, well, you know, sometimes maybe I'll just let it rest overnight. Maybe it'll start working if it just rests overnight. Yes, Big Fatty, everything's better after a good overnight rest. Let me back up a second. I meant to tell you, on Thursday, Friday morning, y'all, I had put my beef roast in the cracker pot, so it was waiting on me when I got home. Y'all, it smelled fantastic, so I had that for my supper. Anyway, so I got up Saturday morning, because y'all, you know, Big Fatty and Mean Keen, I think we're the only two that enjoy watching the Sports Center. Not the Sports Center, the Game Day, and it comes on 9 a.m. in the morning on the ESPN. That's the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I couldn't get it, so I decided that I would go on to the computer. And I would send because I could watch it on the computer, and y'all, I sent it over to the Apple Snack TV, and then I could watch it on the big TV. Big Fatty, you're so smart, and y'all. So I did that, and I had decided I had decided that if the signal was not strong enough, that I would just move my modem and my router from the studio here out to right beside the TV machine where the TiVo is, you know, 3 feet away. So I would that would not be the problem. And I thought, well, you know, if that's what the problem is, I can solve that myself. Well, y'all, I had, you know, I got the new TV machine for my love chamber for my birthday, y'all, I had the little box that it was just it was not for the HD TV, and y'all, I said, well, you know, since I'm gonna be working with the cable and all, I'm gonna have to have a splitter to split the inner tubes and the cable, so I said, well, you know, I'll take this cable box to the Comcast store and I'll get the one for the HD, and I'll see if they have a complimentary splitter that I can use. Yes, Big Freddy, you cheap ass. Y'all, I also in my little cabinet that in the love chamber, y'all, the little slide out shelf, it was not wide enough for the new TV, so I decided I was going to go to the Lowell's and get me a board, you know, have them cut me a board to 30 inches, which was longer than the pullout shelf, so that the TV would sit flat and not be kind of yes, Big Freddy. So y'all, I went over to the I unplugged the old cable, the little clicker box, and I got the clicker and the cables and everything, and I took it over to the Comcast, and y'all, the lady was just as nice as she could be. She explained everything to me, she says, we can take care of you. And I said, now, do you have the splitter and all too? Oh, yeah, we'll give you one of those too. So, Big Freddy, you saved $2. I did. Y'all, I finished talking to her, and y'all, I look up, and there's Larry Klein. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And y'all, this Comcast store is out near the villa, and y'all, there stood Larry Klein. He and his roommate had decided that they were going to get the fancy smancy inner tubes for the house. So he was out there making the arrangements for that and everything. And y'all, it was just a chance meeting. And Big Fatty got in there, and I had to wait for a couple of minutes. And y'all, that sports, no, not the sports center, the game day, y'all, they were up at the Clemens. They were up at the Clemens, South Kakalaki, this week. Weekend for the thing, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The South Kakalaki didn't come across terribly well. Y'all, I sit down while I'm waiting for it to be serviced. That sounds vulgar. And y'all, I look up, and there's this. He was hot. This young, long-haired, shirtless thing. Y'all, he was like on a slip and slide going through mud. Big Freddy, I hope it was mud. Y'all, it just, I didn't get it. And y'all, then they had a story about somebody, I don't know what team he plays for, but his last name is Butt. And y'all, the fans for this college team, every time he scores a touchdown, y'all, they grab each other's butts. That's a good thing his last name wasn't Crotch. Anyway, y'all came back here to the house, went to the Lowell's, came back here to the house, got everything set up for the love chamber, TV and the new cable box and the board. It works like a charm. I got all my modem and my router moved into the living room next to the TiVo, and y'all, I turn it on and it still doesn't work. And so, y'all, I called back to the Comcast, and I was, you know, and I have to say this, y'all, it's clearly a sign of the apocalypse. Everybody was just as nice as they could be, and y'all, the TV machine was on, and I was I was, you know, on hold quite a bit, and the guy was saying, "Now I'm going to go in and take a look at your box, just see if I can see any problems from this end." And y'all, I'm sitting here in here on the computer, and y'all, all of a sudden, the TV machine started working. And I went, well, whatever he did, he fixed it. And so y'all, a minute or so later, he comes back on the phone. He says, "I don't see any, I can't find where there's any problem." I said, "Hang on a second. The TV machine is working again." Fanny, that's always the way. He says, "Well, I didn't do anything." I said, "Well, I didn't do anything either, but it's working like a charm now." So y'all, the TV machine's working like a charm. The modem and the router are just as close. Y'all, it's almost as if they're a family. Big Fanny, does that mean they only like to get together and eat? Something like that. And have nothing else in common. Well, anyway. But y'all, I even instead of putting the TiVo on the wireless network, I hooked it up directly to the modem with an Ethernet cable. Big Fanny, you're so technological. And so y'all, it's been working like a charm. Just working like a charm. And y'all, then on a Saturday evening, I was on that Stick It with a Poke. I'm trying to think who all was there. It was old Stink Pot and the Haunt Cub and David, that Blue Jeans guy. Y'all, by the way, he's changed his name. He's got one of those hyphens in his name now. And y'all, it's David Bird hyphen Fernier. Yes, Big Fanny, which means that there are more plants. I've got more plants on the porch of the villa, which makes it fernier. Big Fanny, who else? Oh, Gavin was there, and Jim is off in Florida giving a friend a hand. And so, y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all got my share and headed off to the Connections, met Durwood and Granny and Big Dick there. And y'all, Granny has recruited a friend that lives close by to him. Big Fanny, the poor thing, we'll call him Scott, because that's his name. Yes, Big Fanny. And Scott's been coming out with us for a couple of weeks. And y'all, it's only a matter of time before Scott is ruined. Big Fanny, kind of like Scott was ruined in the sling at the Horror Hotel. It's true. Anyway, but y'all, he's a lot of fun. Cute as a button also. Anyway, we had a couple of drinks and a shot or two. And Big Fatty was home, I don't know, a little bit after 11 p.m. in the evening. Didn't stay out too late. And y'all, then on Sunday, I washed my underpants and my clothes, and I'm now just recording the little show. Yes, Big Fanny, a lovely, boring-ass weekend. Big Fanny, you didn't tell us about cleaning the oven. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I was piddling around in the kitchen, and y'all, I had spilled something on the front of the oven, and y'all, I was cleaning it up. I said, "Well, what is this little latch?" Y'all, I didn't realize I had a self-cleaning oven. So y'all, I've set it right up, and it cleaned. Y'all, it took about 4 hours, and y'all, then in the middle of Stick It with a Poke, old Stink Pop goes, "What is that beeping?" It's not me, it's not me. Y'all, it was Big Fatty's oven beeping that it was done, cleaning. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at, Pot Is My Co-Pilot, and, Taffy Carlisle Huffington, what do you think about Big Fatty's weekend?
Jesus Christ, they're still talking.
Big Fatty, but never more than 20 minutes. We know when to shut up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.